This is a Mrs. Fannie Lou Hamer from Ruval, Mississippi. I went down to Indianola on the 31st of August in 1962, and after I had gone to Indianola, we were stopped by the Highway Patrol and the City Police from Indianola, Mississippi. And on that same date, I was fired. The man that I'd been working for, he said I would have to go down and withdraw or I would have to leave. So I told him that I was trying to register for myself. And he said, if I didn't go down and withdraw, I would have to go. And if I did go down and withdraw, I still might have to go. So I didn't have no other choice. I went that Friday night and spent the night with Mrs. Mary Tucker in Ruval. And people knowing that I was at her house, they shot in there 16 times. And I had to go then to Tallahatchie County, and I lived there up until December. And I'm back in Ruval, and I be harassed. I have quite a few things to go through, but it's nothing that will keep me and get my spirit down, because now I'm in the fight for freedom. I'm just really tired of what I've been going through. We just got to stand up as Negroes now for ourselves and for our freedom. And if it don't do me any good, I do know the young people it will do good. And it is a help to our nation, because we need peace, and there's no other way than we can have it in trying to live together. And we've been apart, but something got to bring peace to this earth. Since I went down to register, it's been bloodhounds in front of my door. We being harassed, and whether I work at home or wash, the bills go high and high. Everything to put me out of Ruval is being done, but I'll be right there fighting for freedom until God say enough done.